Well, good morning, church. It's good to be with you. My summer has been so super busy that I haven't gotten back to worship since May. So I'm so glad to be here. I did get to attend a women's retreat, which was fun, so I got to know some of you a little better. But it's been a while, so I'm just glad to be in worship, and I thank Reverend Debbie for extending the opportunity to preach today. It is so generous of her and also brave, because I'm a newbie. So I'm grateful for the invitation. Thank you, Andrea, for showing me the ropes, and Miss Barbara and everybody who was kind of telling me, this is how we do it here. Thank you very much. And as you can see in the bulletin, the scripture for today comes from the gospel according to Matthew, chapter 15, verses 21 through 28. And they read in the New Revised Standard Version, Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And just then, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, Have mercy on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon. But he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us. He answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But she came and knelt before him, saying, Lord, help me. He answered, It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs. She said, Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered her, Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish. And her daughter was healed from that moment. Pray with me, church, as we prepare to hear from the Lord. Dear God, who is our Father and Mother, thank you for this time of worship. We're so grateful for the extended family of faith and the opportunity to come together, both virtually and in person, to praise you. Lord Jesus, thank you for the word of life that you are and the word of life given in Scripture. We look forward to encountering you today. Holy Spirit, you are the one who gives us grace to receive and who readies the heart for what you have to say. Prepare us. And so, Triune God, you are welcomed here today. We are so thankful that you are with us, not just now, but always. And let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strengthener and my redeemer. Amen. I actually have not heard any sermons preached on the text I chose today or any Bible studies, and I think we need to be honest about why. The words that come out of Jesus' mouth here gives one pause. I mean, it's like harsh much? To refer to compare someone to dogs, and to hear those words from Jesus of all people is really a bit jarring if I think we're truthful about our response. In our text today, Jesus has traveled from Galilee to the area of Tyre and Sidon. And what is good to know is that Galilee, his hometown, is a Jewish space, whereas Tyre and Sidon are predominantly non-Jewish places. They are Gentile cities that were part of ancient Canaan. Canaan, the land God had promised to Israel. Knowing this background adds context to our verses. It reminds us that Canaan was one of the enemies of ancient Israel. And we are reminded that there are cultural and ethnic differences between Jewish people and Canaanites, both historically and in Jesus' time. The history of war and social cultural differences created ethnic tension between Jewish people and these particular Gentiles. Add to this heavy history the layer of gender, and this encounter between Jesus and a Canaanite woman becomes quite complicated and even more uncomfortable. Women were second-class citizens, and to be a Canaanite woman added to one's experience of social exclusion and ethnic persecution. Yet we get this fascinating encounter included in Scripture between Jesus and an unnamed Canaanite woman. The woman approaches Jesus for help. Verse 22 tells us, "Just then she came from the region, shouting, 'Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon.' Jesus does not answer her. The disciples arrive and see and hear her pleading, and they respond, 'Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us.' And then Jesus, who had been silent, says, 'I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.'" Interesting to note that the men talk among themselves about this woman, but not to this woman. And interesting to note that Jesus' statement is not surprising to the male disciples. Earlier in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus had instructed them to stay among Jewish people and not go among the Gentiles. And so although Jesus is moving through a Gentile part of the world, he says, "Really, I've just come to minister to Jewish people." And if the text had ended here, I think we might be a little disappointed. After all, this woman does need help, but Jesus has made a fair statement, right? We may be disappointed, but I don't think we'd be disturbed. But the verses don't end there, and that's why things get uncomfortable and disturbing. The woman's response to the men talking about her and Jesus' statement is to persist. "But she came and knelt before him, saying, 'Lord, help me.' He answered, 'It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs.'" This was how Jewish people viewed Canaanites because of the history of animosity between them. Canaanites were the outsider. They were the other. The different social cultural habits and practices deemed them unclean and unholy in Jewish understanding. Yet this is such a hard thing to hear come from Jesus that I think we wrestle and we wonder. Jesus was fully divine and fully human. And I wonder in this moment how much his humanity is being influenced by his human socialization, the habits and mindsets and practices and even biases of the time that shaped and informed him along his human development. And in this particular moment of Scripture, these things are influencing his reaction to this woman. I wonder and I wrestle. And I surmise that the Canaanite woman may have wrestled too, at least for a moment, in how to respond to what is in essence a racial slur. Whatever the choices that ran through her mind, she chooses one that is unexpected and bold. She talks back to Jesus. She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." It may seem as if this woman has just agreed with Jesus, but I don't believe that she is assenting to being demeaned or agreeing with Jesus' assessment. Rather, I submit she sees that perhaps Jesus is biased. She is well aware of the history between her people and his people, but she approached him anyway. I believe that the Canaanite woman acknowledges the reality of how Jesus sees her, but does not internalize it and chooses to look beyond it and see that there is potential for change. So the Canaanite woman doesn't say, "Okay, never mind, forget I asked," or, "I'm so sorry I bothered you." She doesn't say, "You're right, let me wait my turn if it ever comes." She doesn't cower, she doesn't walk away. Instead, she backtalks and uses Jesus' own logic to bring him to a different place. She doesn't keep her thoughts and words to herself, but she challenges the bias that shows up in a moment. She challenges the premise of thought. She challenges the behavior and practice of the Lord Jesus, and she appeals to his empathy, to his compassion. She appeals to mercy and justice. She appeals to the fully divine and fully human one's greater humanity. The encouraging thing about human development is that it is a process and that it can be flexible and continually influenced. And so what happens in this text is that Jesus does not remain in the place where his cultural heritage on his human side had brought him, but he embraces transformation. And he is changed for the better because of the Canaanite woman. In this moment in which his particular social cultural context affects how he reacts to his woman, her response changes his mind. Her call to empathy, compassion, mercy, and justice sounds a lot like the values of the kingdom of God that the Son of Man came to enact on earth. So when Jesus says to her, I can't give you what is meant for someone else, when he tells her there are others ahead of you in the line, when he says, I shouldn't share what I have because of your ethnicity or bestow the gift of healing and restoration on you because of your culture, she answers in a matter of speaking, so what, I'm a Gentile? What should that matter? In other words, Jesus, you have it to give. You have it in abundance. You have it so much so that there is overflow. Matter of fact, I just heard you fed 5,000 plus people right before you got here, which has happened in Matthew 14. You have overflow so much that the bread and the food doesn't just fill the whole table, but that there is so much of it, crumbs are falling onto the floor where I can reach them. So why should you withhold? I believe today we are still in need of our minds being changed. We still have labels today, categories of who's in and who's out, and who belongs and who doesn't, who is accepted, who is rejected because of their social categorization, or who's holy and pure and trustworthy and therefore listened to and protected and helped versus those who are ignored and neglected because they are labeled the opposite of that. We have our labeled people who we may have even called names walking around with us here today. And many of them are on the margins. Who are they among us that we have refused to bestow our blessing upon? That we neglect to share our abundance with? That we resist including in the kingdom of God? And who are the Canaanite women among us calling out our bias? Calling us on the roadblocks we put in the way of building true community. Are we listening to them? Because Jesus did. Jesus heard the Canaanite woman and he was changed. He plotted a new course of action. He corrected his blind spot. He found a way to extend the circle of mercy because he listened to this woman who in today's terms could ethnically and racially be considered a woman of color. Who we know in our racialized and gendered society often are the ones on the margin. So what barriers are we building today that divide and separate? And who is tapping on those walls saying we need to do different and do better? So our verses conclude, then Jesus answered her, woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish. And her daughter was healed from that moment. I'm not sure how parenting was practiced in your individual households when you were growing up or how it's practiced now, but in mine, it was very important for children to listen to adults. And what that meant was that children were to listen and obey without questioning instructions. Adults were the ones given authority and power. So therefore, there was no back talk. Back talk was bad. It was considered disrespectful. And you can get yourself in quite a bit of trouble if you engaged in that. But I will dare say that I don't think this Canaanite woman was raised with that parenting style, because she dared to back talk. And in her talking back, she changed Jesus' mind. She spoke up for herself, and she spoke truth not to power, but to the powerless, for it is her daughter, the powerless, vulnerable one who is in need. And Jesus responded with right action. Jesus healing her daughter is the righteous response. And so, both in his divinity and in his humanity, he has shown us mortals what is right. If Jesus can change, shouldn't we? If Jesus in his humanness can challenge assumptions, shouldn't we? If Jesus can shift the ideologies that shaped his identity, can't we? If Jesus can learn to listen to those deemed the outsider and less valuable, can't we? If Jesus learned to draw the circle of belonging wider, shouldn't we? If Jesus adjusted his ears and mind and heart to hear those on the margins, why aren't we? The Canaanite woman had great faith. And I think her faith was not just in Jesus, the divine one incarnate, and his power to heal, but I believe her faith was also in Jesus, the human one, who learned from her and listened to her. Let us learn from her too, as Jesus did, and begin to see those on the margin. Begin to see the helpless and the vulnerable. See those labeled different, less than, an outsider, and stranger. See the ones we may have even called names, and invite them to share in the abundance given to us. Include them in community, because that is what we are called to do. And because Jesus would and did go on to undo all bias and rebuke all rejection and break all barriers and overcome all separation through the cross. That is where our abundance and overflow come from, the openness of Jesus and the expansiveness of the cross. There's a tradition that names the Canaanite woman. Her name is Justa. And I think Justa would conclude by saying, a little bit of back talk don't hurt nobody. Did you hear me? And I think we should respond the way the young folk do so today and say, heard. Amen.